Most colleges today ask you to leave your faith at the front door. But at Northwest University in Kirkland, their door is wide open. Listen as NU's Provost, Dr. Sarah Drivdahl, describes how their approach to academics encompasses the whole person.
Christian, higher education has many different purposes, but I would say the most important thing that a university can do is to help students find their call and serve Christ to their fullest potential. And that is something that Northwest Universities and the Ivy League are doing, that we are so good at helping students figure out who they are, learn the information they need, become the people they need to be to really advance the kingdom of God. And when I'm in a classroom at Northwest University, we get to talk about not just this topic, but we get to talk about how Christ relates to that topic. We get to teach the whole person.
NU's application deadline for fall classes has been extended to June 1st. A Christ-centered college experience is still possible, and generous scholarships are still available. Apply today at northwestu.edu.
If any of you need anything at all, too bad. Deal with your problems yourselves like adults.
My reaction is shock.
There's going to be a lot of garbage today.
Don't even try with that.
You know, we jabber jaw, we go tit for tat.
She said Broadway!
You failed.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
Hey, I'm 770 KTTH. People say, Brian Suits Show here with producer Greg. Why didn't you do a morning montage this morning? Because I didn't. You know what? So there. And look around local news. We're seeing a teacher at a South High School suspended with or without pay. I don't know if that's our business. But why? He pretty much lays it out for accuracy in media and the crisis in the classroom team. We'll get to that here in just a second, because if you're wondering where these kids get the idea that they have the right to shut down SeaTac this morning after getting home late, because the person you were picking up was probably waiting on at the roadside, but you were in line because some hippies were joining their arms with concrete pipe or whatever for solidarity with Gaza, and it was the Globe for Gaza, or Gaza Stops the Globe, or whatever. And they decided to make their problem your problem. And but luckily, I have good news to report on the Lululemon front. This has been because these things are so in demand. And I don't know that this is the time of year for it, but anyway, police recently arrested three people accused. This is part of the organized retail theft thing, where they get together and they steal stuff and then they resell. They don't new in box and they resell it. And Lululemon, apparently the bang for the buck for that stuff. And if you've never heard of it, good for you. You are my friend. It's yoga wear. It's really, really high-end yoga wear. And it costs. They charge you for it. That's how these businesses operate, is that you go in expecting to find really high-end, expensive leggings for you doing yoga, and what luck you find them. So the KPD, the Kirkland PD, said the suspects were booked into King County Jail, charged with organized retail theft. And at the pointy end of the stick, here in Seattle, they shut down the retail store. They just couldn't make it work. So much stuff was going out the front door without being paid for that they couldn't do business, which is a really, really bad thing in your town, because that means people don't work. That means if they don't work, they don't have money. The businesses don't pay business tax anymore because they moved on. You understand how that all works, right? Well, anyway, they booked suspects. So the Kirkland, these are the ones who were ripping off the Kirkland Lululemon. So ladies of Kirkland, you will still have the physics-defying Lululemon leggings to carry your heavy load for you, if you will. And that was unnecessary, really. I apologize. The Kirkland Police Department said the suspects were booked into King County Jail and charged with organized retail theft and theft-related crimes. Kirkland police said they worked on the case with loss prevention staff at various retailers, because a lot of these punks are young and they don't get, because they're not stopped and prosecuted, they don't understand. You go in and grab something and walk out the front door, that's shoplifting. If someone gets in your way and you shove them out of the side, that's robbery. That's a different misdemeanor Tight should be a misdemeanor, by the way. Did anybody in America watch the lighting of the Olympic flame ceremony yesterday? Did you catch any of that, Producer Greg?
I missed that, and so did my DVR.
I can't. It was so this one thing that we don't say anymore. It was so
lame.
Euro.
You could say lame.
It was Euro. It was Euro. It was there. The same thing. It was so Euro. We always have the American Olympics always have the best opening ceremonies because we are Americans and we're pretty awesome. And so we pay tribute to ourselves. This was paying tribute to ancient Greece, and it was doing it through interpretive dance. Not even kidding. It's and everything was in everything had to be encased in tights. And like the at one point the Greek chorus of women, they had long dresses with a tube top and that were fashioned as Greek columns, and they were striking various poses such as columns do, and then Greek men wearing an ancient Greek kilt, apparently in traditional fashion. Were walking over a grass hill like mimes. That was the thing. They found a way to combine mime with the Olympic opening ceremony. So no wonder Macron was there and he was clapping because clearly a hat off to French culture there. But they were miming different Olympic poses as found on Greek vases, right?
I mean, I'm looking at video of this right now. It sort of looks like they were getting ready for some type of human sacrifice ritual. It's bizarre.
They should be, and it might save it. But, yeah, where is it? The entire thing was put on tape for these people's dignity, and they thought they did a great job, by the way. And they, I was watching mouth agape as a North American who lives out west, where we get to hold our fingers up, and when the president drives by and things like that. But it was only in Europe. And this is, you know, of course, the birthplace of the Olympics. And I mean, instead of just having a guy with a Bic lighter, just let's light the running torch. They had to have the rays of the sun doing the sustainable fashion and the whole thing. And they had mimes dressed as ancient Greek warriors. And they had
the most powerful.
I don't care. And they had. People beating on tambourines and the whole thing. It was very bizarre. And it's not a thing. They're trying to recreate ancient Greece and the glory of ancient Greece. And even BBC went away from it. That's what cracked me up is when you cross that line, hit their bar, you've really failed.
Well, yeah. And just to paint a picture for people here, it looks like there's about two dozen women in pinstripe dresses with
their columns.
Okay, but they're holding out their hands. Their hair is done in exactly the same way. Someone is walking with a torch. And again, you're just waiting for them to bring out like a prisoner to behead in front of the world or something like that. It looks kind of eerie and unsettling.
See, now that I'd watch.
See, I would tune into that as well.
And
talk
those were
school.
You know, and when you ostracize someone, the crowd came out. It was like Game of Thrones, you know, shame, you know, and all that. And so. But the fact that they're doing this, they're showing this live on French TV, BBC, she's holding the drum and she has like a goat bone in the other hand, like a goat rib. and if we get together for the Roman numeral, this is like, the Olympique XX something. There's two X's in it. I think. And anyway, this is the Europeans are fair. Wait, she's about to hit the tambourine. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be quite brilliant. So apparently it's a signal for the men in the Greek kilts to come out and strike poses as Olympic sprinters and boxers and things like that.
The Sixth Sense level twist that came is when the women all started chanting. No one saw that coming.
From the river to the sea.
Dieu du soleil et de l'idée de la lumière.
Even the narration was in the français.
Donne-nous et allume-nous la flamme sacrée.
Sacrée. So the flamme sacrée was lit by les souls. And they all look very self-important as they're posing and walking in the gravel with their sandals, dressed as a column. But not a still column, a moving column. And I'm really glad this would not go over well in the U.S. Hey, Americans, great job. And this is what I just said is everything Europeans hate about us. The top of the list is that this stuff is silly, that we find this stuff to be bloated and silly. You are bloated and silly, and I call on America to celebrate sports, even right when you thought you could stop paying attention to women's basketball. Then Caitlin Clark signs a contract. But you can't just on the suffer bus, on the suffer bus of American along the grievance route, the scenic one with the national parks. You can't mention Caitlin Clark signing a professional basketball contract. She will be paid to play a game, except that, sadly, and the great mime, the mime driver of the suffer bus turns to the streaming camera with a single tear pouring down his white face because of the women's and the pay gap.
The biggest talkers in sports today, why basketball phenom Caitlin Clark is set to make just a fraction of her NBA counterparts. Clark just became the WNBA's number one draft pick and is expected to pocket about $338,000 in a four-year contract with the Indiana Fever. So do the math there. That's less than $100,000 a year.
I did do the math there. But anyway, I'm grabbing the wheel of the suffer bus, and I give it back to you.
Less than 1% of the 55 million.
Okay, so Victor Wembanyama, who is from Le France, but he is a black guy. 55 million over 5 years, but Caitlin Clark, the good corn-fed American Iowa point guard, 338,000 over 3 years, which works out to around 105,000 per year, which is bupkis. And she'll make more from Reebok or whoever she signs with there, because she does have a brand that Victor Wembanyama has. Not only is her name pronounceable, but she does interviews in the English, and she'll be able to do commercials in the English.
$1 million contract awarded to last year's top NBA draft pick. Now, the WNBA does make a lot less revenue than the NBA.
Thank you! And this is from the last place you'd expect. This is the suffer bus garage at MSNBC, at least pointing out that they don't drive the revenue that the men do.
There's not equal pay because there's not equal demand.
Yeah.
It's simple and basic and fundamental.
Thank you. Boo freaking who? Okay. There's that. That's how markets work.
Players receive a greater percentage of profits, but fans are hoping Clark could generate more interest in women's games and the players.
You know, I hope so too. I hope that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I hope that the product on the TV matches what it does in college and all that. Oh, by the way, the ball is smaller. There. I'm the bad guy. If Pistol Pete Maravich played with a girl size 7 NCAA ball, he would have had 3 times the NCAA scoring record. Okay, no one gets to say that because you're a misogynist. The whole bit. But I am the sad Greek Olympic flame lighting ceremony clown of the suffer bus, apparently, on this one. But at least thank you for saying it. Don't make me release my Bill Burr. Okay, I will. So why? I just, again, I wish I could put it as succinctly as Bill Burr did.
None of you, you all failed them. Not me. Not men. Women failed the WNBA. Ladies. Name your top 5 all-time WNBA players of all time. Come on. That's it. Name 5 WNBA teams. Name the WNBA team in your city. You can't do it. You don't give a f- about them.
Boom. There you go. You've been run over by the suffer bus, folks. Here's my favorite part when he calls them out. On this.
None of you. You all. You.
Wait. Here. Calls out men on ESPN gnashing their teeth over this.
I saw a woman a couple months back, professional soccer player, right? She goes on to ESPN or one of these sports.
Megan Rapinoe.
Channels, and she starts bitching, going like, I don't understand. How come female athletes don't make as much as male professional athletes. Right? And all of these men had to sit there and act like they didn't know what the answer was. They had to sit there like dumbfounded, like, oh, I don't know.
They do. It's funny. They have to. They can't say what he's saying on ESPN. Disney won't allow it.
Why is that? That is a conundrum. I have no idea. Literally, I'm sitting at home screaming at the TV because you don't sell any tickets.
So there you go. Any excuse to play That Run by Bill Burr? Yes, I will do it anyway. And did they ever light the torch? They eventually did. Some hairy, stinky Frenchman who is not familiar with his own shower came forward and lit it with a match, with a wooden match. He's not a Hun.
Entry of the High Priestess Mary Mina, priestesses and Kuri, with the Olympic flame in the Asian stadium.
It's in the bowl as the High Priestess of the European Union. I thought that was Ursula von der Leyen. Here she comes, semi-nude. And then,
in a week, you'll feel
then,
better.
And then men in kilts come out and start doing like a hand dance. It was most European. It was funny because I was in Salt Lake when they had to pitch for the Winter Olympics. And then when they made the announcement for the Winter Olympics, and it was huge. The bribe bus left the suffer bus garage. And that was the big secret that was out. No one was keeping it. Was to get an Olympic Games, you have to sit down with a pencil and paper and promise the Olympic, whatever, the star chamber of the Olympics, what they're going to make or what they're going to get out of it. And you had to promise certain Koreans that their sons were going to get into University of Utah or BYU, which is better than any 10 Korean universities. And I mean, there was exchange of money and the whole thing. And guess what? We at the radio station that was at, we did a live broadcast of the announcement of who got the Winter Olympics, and Salt Lake won. And the word got out because they want to see a big celebration. Luckily for the good people of Utah, they didn't have any Greek men in Greek kilts doing hand dances and with pointy fingers.
Romney
and
wouldn't stand for that.
None of that crap. No, he wasn't a part of Utah at the point.
He
was the governor of Massachusetts at that point.
He helped save the Winter Olympics.
He came. He offered the bribes. You met with met with Mitt, if you know what I'm saying. And you were not on that suffer bus. You were on the pleasure bus, Boos, on that one. And that's when I think the Olympic and also we had a briefing from the Olympic public affairs like a month before the announcement. They said that the chairman of the Olympics would Juan Antonio his excellency Juan Antonio Samaranch would be in Salt Lake for the announcement. So of course we knew we were getting it, right? We were given a etiquette guide of how to address the chairman of the Olympics. And you know how you addressed him?
Supreme Leader, Majesty.
Your Excellency.
No.
I am not kidding you. Look
like
it up.
North Korea
Google
here or something?
I'm not even kidding. We were told when we raise our hands and we say, so is it sponsored by Diet Coke or what? Can we bring lasers or what? We had to say, Your Excellency, question about lasers at the opening ceremony. And he'd say, yes, you may go. I recognize thee. But you had to address the chairman of the Olympics. And he's considered a head of state, that the Olympic movement is a state without a bordel, without a grens. But we had to say, Your Excellency, question over here, Your Excellency. And I mean, not kidding.
Oh, here he is about to come through the door.
It's Black Rod. Open the door.
Black Juan Antonio Samaranch, later to be the Secretary General of NATO, But no, it was frankly bizarre, and I was very put off by that entire suffer bus. And so to see that from the mothership in Greece, people dress as columns and that whole thing, that was jarring, I say. Anyway, we'll dip into the Boeing hearing from will the whistleblower actually blow a whistle? Boeing is against retaliating on whistleblowers, according to Boeing, including the guy they killed in North Carolina. Some say there's little evidence. that that's true. Back in a second. Get off the Suffer bus. Go find a Suffer urinal. Get back on, and we'll be back with a check into texting here in just a second. 800-465-8770. And is a crew robbing legal grow facilities of their weed and kidnapping guards? Well, that's what happened in Tumwater. We'll tell you about it here in just a second after we curate only the best of the textings here for a Wednesday, AM 770 KTTH.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, can we talk to her? Is she so she just gone?
She gone.
Wait, what's her name again?
Jeanette, one of my favorite people in the building.
Right.
She's moving on. She came in.
Can she talk for
combo.
5 minutes? Can you just talk for 5 minutes? I've been told I need more interviews.
Brian wants to talk to you for 5 minutes. I don't know how to turn on her mic over there. Do you know?
I do here. Here's Jeanette. What do we call you? Let's introduce yourself. What do you call yourself on your card?
Really quick though,
wait, no, that's on now.
No, I'm going to tell you in a sec. My new employer has not made it.
Oh, well, we won't say that.
Behind the scenes talk.
We'll say you're going
Brian's
to a similar
studio.
Position and at a more famous place.
Oh, I see.
So Jeanette, who poses us for our headshots and stuff like that, and does, would you say that you're directing the marketing?
Kind of. Overseeing partnerships. And we have the Seahawks and the Mariners, of course, as a building. Yes, your photos is definitely a big part of it.
Jeanette has done incredible work
making you look pretty for the public.
Jeanette, you and I got here about the same time, 18 years ago or so. She can't hear me because her headphones aren't on. But
Greg's talking to you. Oh, then
I can't hear anything.
He's so what? Get to the point. Get to a question.
You do realize
Greg.
I got my start in the studio.
Back. Yeah, exactly. So,
I was a Michael Medved show intern.
And I was at Cairo when you started here, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, can we cross paths a few times?
Yes. Yes, at the I think it was a USO dinner.
Something like that, probably.
Yeah.
Directing our events, you've been to all the KTTH America Series live events, like in Renton and all that?
I helped produce those for Jason.
And you set them up and all that? They were
absolute highlights of my time here, if I'm being honest.
Like a duck going across the pond, furious paddling underneath, but you don't see it, nothing but a duck. And so they've all been flawless, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Because I worked at a place, bigger budget, higher floor, in a bigger building. They couldn't put that together. If you give them a year, they couldn't have put that together.
Thank you. That's a very high compliment, because those were honestly labors of love. Again, I started with this station, and anytime I had a chance to do something for the station, I would absolutely give it my all.
And you know, my official position is EU people, but those have changed me, because the getting to meet the listeners and stuff like that has been terrific.
100%. Same.
And being back. So I have softened a bit on my EU people policy.
And I helped contribute to that.
You did.
I feel so proud of this.
Yeah, I now.
Wow. You definitely owe me and my friends a night out in T-Town. I'm just saying. I'm holding you to this now.
You got
in public.
It. Yeah, but it's not going to be. I mean, if it's in Tacoma, that's a bite.
I love Tacoma. But
not a problem. I do. And then the area that I love is the big four restaurant McMenamins. Have you been there?
I am a 2.5-time cosmic tripster with McMenamins. You had no idea, did you?
No.
That is when you've literally gone to every single one and you get the stamp and you do all the activities.
Oh, wow.
I've done this twice now.
That's way too much.
With my friends, the Tucci's.
The, not the Hutus?
And I'm on the third passport now.
So the...
And I have a life, I promise.
The Spanish bar, the tapas bar is terrific.
Yes.
But no, we'll do that. We'll arrange
McMenamins
that.
McMenamins is perfect.
Because you live in that
region. I live in Des Moines.
Right? Okay, and do you say Des Moines?
You know what? It depends on the day.
My friends say Des Moines.
It depends on who I think is going to... usually I say Des Moines, like Iowa.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then I get judged for that,
They get pulled over for that there. So, Okay, so you transition. Is this going to be an easier commute without us saying
It'll
where you're going to work?
Commute, yeah.
Okay, but we'll get.
And yesterday, on that note, I think I have a new take on the homelessness situation in Seattle.
It sucks.
I think it's people who had to commute and finally just pitched a tent and gave up. I think that's literally what
happened.
Have
you ever priced that place right there? Ever priced the neighborhood?
No.
Oh, it's insane.
Because I never wanted to live by work. That would be a terrible idea.
Yeah, I looked up. I would save more in gas per month than the rent there.
Yes.
But it's icebox. It's 800 square feet.
No, I hear you. Yeah, exactly. I get that. But no, I never. The closest I wanted to live to the city was in West Seattle.
Is
so
there
going to
be a company paid for goodbye lunch like at Serafina?
Not that I'm aware of.
Really? I'll take you up there.
So, all right, I'll do that too.
How long are you here for?
Well, Friday is my last day.
Okay. So well, what do you do on Friday then?
Apparently lunch with you.
Okay. Yeah, so, we'll do that.
You're out of here at like 8:59.
Yeah, that's why they call me.
There's no way. What are you going to do? Go take a nap?
That's why they call me Skidmark here. So.
Oh, that's why.
No, but I'll put in a lower gear on Friday if you want to. Yeah, we can stroll up to Serafina. It's a great place.
Or we could
probably owe you lunch anyway.
Or you could buy me a beverage at McMiniman's.
Okay. Either one.
We could compromise. That's a little closer to here.
Either or. Okay, well, like Tears and Rain or Darkness at the Sunrise, you depart us for, aww, sounds like a better opportunity.
It's going to be a really cool adventure.
Radio,
I can't wait to tell you more about it when
I
can.
This is a dead end ranch. This is a suffer bus. So you're jumping on. You're pulling the string.
So
our interview fell through. Our friend Terry, friend of the show, Terry Shepard, adopts, you know, people will take an old dog to a humane society or a county shelter because they don't want to pay for the care of the old dog. And this friend of mine adopts elder dogs, gives them a great year, and then they die on them. And last night, one of his favorite dogs died on him.
Oh.
And I just want to talk to him to sell me on it and tell people what the payoff was. And he says, aw, blank. And then I can't, you know, the word I always use, that's what he put, aw, blank. I'm on a plane right now. I had to fly back to put him to sleep. I'm flying back to St. Croix, so real tough. Where I had only been one day before, our dog sitter said he was going down. Immediately bought a ticket back to North Carolina to put him to sleep. It's like he was waiting for me to let him go. Is there another time we can do it? I'll just say tomorrow. Anyway, that's he and I'm so, you know, attached to my dogs that I couldn't adopt an older dog and not get close to the dog. And so anyway,
if this week wasn't already really sad for me, thank you for that.
But check out his show, Hollywood Weapons, is on YouTube. Great guy. You probably like this. They claim he's attractive. I wouldn't know because he's just a mug, special forces guy. But Hollywood Weapons is his show.
Maybe
I will. And we'll get him out here sometime. So.
Okay. Jeanette, thank you for your years of service.
Well, it's good working with you, Brian.
Yeah, and on behalf of the Radio Ranch, thanks for everything, and you've made the chaotic orderly like a good old KTTH live event. I don't know who have you trained your replacement well?
Trying to.
Is it one of the crew?
they haven't determined who's going to replace me, so.
Okay. Well,
Doing my best.
Are you gonna stay on the system? Are you gonna keep the email address for a while?
Oh, I'm sure they're shutting that down.
That'd be really unprofessional if they do that.
Yeah, that means I would still be working for them. They know how to find me.
Well, anyway, yeah. So let's make it. If you don't wanna eat on Friday, we'll do your call on Tuesday.
Okay.
Or, I mean, not on Tuesday, but for Tacoma. But you're not really going to call it T-Town.
Depends on the day, sure.
Oh, okay.
You don't like that?
Well, there's just one of the...
It's better than the Dirty South is what most people
in
say.
Our checking of the texting, there's a frequent texter who is nonsensical, and he's T-Town Doug. There, I said his name.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
Oh, you made his day too.
All right. Well, we're going to do a check in the texting now. Anyway, thanks for your friendship and your hard work. And I don't know how you're going to be replaced, but we're going to try.
Thank you, Brian.
Good luck, us. All right, Jeanette. Thanks so much.
Text from the 253 here, Brian, on the topic of the UK trying to ban smoking permanently for everybody. Brian, I quit smoking when I saw those Yul Brynner ads. Quote, by the time you see this, I will be dead from smoking. Do you remember those?
Yes. They were powerful. And I used to love it because my mom was in a hospital bed dying of MS, and she smoked, so she had a good excuse there. But my dad had years of life to go, and he would smoke. My mom used to tell me to hide the cigarettes, and he would go and sneak a cigarette where she couldn't see, but she could smell it. And I'm like, when those came on, I was so glad, because I thought it would make a impact on my dad. And he's like, he's Hungarian. I'm like, yes, he is. Because, you know, he had that, he was pharaoh. He was the younger brother. He was the pharaoh. He was Charlton Heston's brother, Ramses, in the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And then he...
Cecil B. DeMille's
and then
epic.
He takes the household cavalry into the Red Sea when Moses parts the sea. And then he closes the sea on Yul Brynner. And I bet you Yul Brynner had a couple of cigarettes on that day.
From the 714, Brian,
but,
absolutely...
you know, he had a scar where they took the lung out.
Yeah, that he
even then, I'm like, but the problem is Yul Brynner was really cool.
He was the best. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Brian, loved how presidential you were in the movie Civil War. I'm amazed you're able to grow your facial hair back so fast.
So, because apparently I look like Nick Offerman.
I guess that's the rumor.
And I've heard mixed reviews on that. It looks like
I have too, which intrigues me. It makes me want to see it. I don't know. From the 310 on the story of NPR being in the spotlight for their progressive bias, which we all knew, but now is being further exposed. From the 310, note that NPR is actually not getting government money. It's getting our money, Brian.
Yeah. That's why I always call it people's radio, government radio. Whenever I say government radio, I'm talking about the various tendrils of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that claim, by the way, it says in our charter from the FCC that we're going to operate in the public interest, okay? I am fair-minded. But when I add up the facts, I come down to a conservative foreign policy and conservative public and policy and parents in charge of schools, not the other way around, and the whole thing. And I wind up, my voice is not heard on NPR. And is there a voice on NPR of someone saying, giving hormones to young women to convince them that they're boys is folly. They will regret it in years. You don't treat a software problem by removing the hardware. And you don't let boys run in girls' track, no matter if they alter themselves as well. That's the best way I heard it was, and you'll never hear that on NPR. You don't treat a hardware or a software problem with a hardware solution. So there's that.
Text as we go into the break from the 775. This person just writes, never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill.
No.
And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill.
He never said that. So
well, you can't argue with it.
I mean,
it's true.
Say what you will about owning a slave. I mean, Robert E. Lee, there's not much to learn about studying the Civil War, except the leadership was incomparable and it was very personality based. But, and there's no doubt that to this day, Robert E. Lee is revered in the South.
But hold on. The Union did have the high ground on Little Round Top. I mean, there's something to what Trump is saying here.
Well, the 10th Alabama nearly took it. So if not for the superior bravery of Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain.
He had something to say about it. Jeff Daniels is
who was teaching at Bowdoin College and all that. And was lucky to survive and write his version. It really helps. Ask Douglas MacArthur, is it better to write your version of what happened or rely on someone else on that? And T-Town Doug says, nice, thanks, Brian. Well, like I say, darn you. 805, your colleague does great radio, sexy voice, I will say. Well, if we're going to be reductive, you could boil it down to that, but sexy women tend to have sexy voices, I've heard. All right, we'll wrap this up here in just a second. A pass at the Boeing hearings and more, and will Mayorkas be impeached? We'll see if they even listen to it. He is addressing the issue. Back in a second, AM 770, KTTH.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when I'm low.
But here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ellis, you take the left wing. And when I give the command, I want the whole regiment to go forward, swinging down to the right.
Such a good sign.
All right, sir. Fine.
Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys.
Yes, hand in the back. Corporal McCall, sir, this is a crap plan. I'm going to sit this one out. Right, you stay here. You guard the canteens. Sir, that's a bad brief back. I know you said hold all questions to the end. I didn't know you meant till the end of my life. But anyway, terrific movie about the high tide of the rebellion in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Speaking of Pennsylvania, Senator Blumenthal's from Pennsylvania, right? Senator Stolen Valor Blumenthal?
Rings true.
This is the new performance thing at a congressional hearing. Before we get underway, can all these survivors of the dead, whatever, they're making it sound like a Boeing plane is like a lawn dart or something on this one, that they have choreographed survivors of some unnamed, I'm assuming one of the 737 crashes, are there at the hearing.
Blumenthal's Connecticut.
With portraits, and that's just like Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
Portraits of their loss, and this is not a guy with a picture of a door plug or anything like that, but so this happened.
Relatives who have lost loved ones, if you could please stand so we could thank you all. Thank you for being here. If you could just stand.
So they stand.
Thank you.
And go ahead and hold up the photographs that you brought. You've been very kind to...
I was going to ask that you hold up those photographs because I understand that for security purposes...
Well, actually, I thought of it.
...says you can't...
So they hold up pictures...
...during the hearing, but just for this short period of time.
The venerated dead.
Mr. Muhlenberg...
So thank you. And if the timekeeper could start Senator Blumenthal's...
So there you go. Senator Blumenthal, who charged a hill in Vietnam, according to him, and got weighed under all the weight of all the silver stars that he got. None of them upgraded to MOH. So anyway, this is a new thing. This is sort of like people that hold up a sign that say cancer survivor or whatever, as if you're somehow imbued with some sash or something. Well, you went through this one thing and you survived it. Okay, so you put a camera in your face or whatever. And you're supposed to feel bad now for defending Boeing aircraft or something. But they're treating it like it's a natural disaster or something. And we'll be working on this, trying to figure out, this just broke on Seattle Times. All Alaska Airlines flights have been grounded. All today. Starting today, there's a ground stop right now. If you're en route to SeaTac, well, turn around, bucko, friendo, because listen to this, friendo. Your Alaska Airlines aircraft is not going to be taking off from the anywhere TAC. All Alaska Airlines flights have been grounded as of Wednesday morning, according to an advisory from the FAA. Flights from SkyWest, which contracts with Alaska, are exempt from the ground stop. So only when the old gold miner is on the plane does it have to ground stop. And a statement shared with media outlets, Alaska said it had experienced an issue while performing an upgrade to the system that calculates our weight and balance. Pretty key for an airplane. How much do I weigh? Where's my center of gravity? All that sort of stuff. The company grounded its flights around 7:50 a.m., so an hour ago, Pacific time. The company asked those with reservations to check the status of their flights. I highly recommend FlightAware.com. It's an app. You can download it. There is a cell phone parking lot. You don't have to pay for it. At SeaTac, you can hold there. If you're picking up someone or dropping off someone, you can hold there. But grab FlightAware, and it will give you the most up-to-date status of your flight. But this happening as the congressional hearing on the Boeing is going on, where the whistleblower is going to blow the whistle on the stuff. And Boeing did push back and say, we don't execute whistleblowers. Because this guy worked for 20-something years at Boeing.
Their misguided agenda will empower our foreign adversaries and hurt small businesses like ours. Our leaders need to strengthen, not weaken, American technology.
So do that, please. But Boeing says, we delight in whistleblowers.
And make deliveries. But some in Washington want to undermine the technology tools we rely on.
And keep in mind, Boeing wouldn't be a federal contractor for a hot minute if they actually were assassinating whistleblowers and all, because that's a federal law. On that on that dealio, friendo.
May cause headache, injection site reactions.
Whoops, so I recorded those too. Well, so anyway, well, don't take that medicine. That sounds like a bad medicine. But what he said, Boeing poo-pooed, basically, saying, no, he has no reason to fear us because we don't kill whistleblowers as much as, say, CNN or MSNBC do.
It's one of Boeing's...
The once-monthly add-on injection...
It was on there.
What is happening right now?
I forgot to edit out that the once-monthly commercial.
Two, he claims in retaliation for raising concerns internally.
Well, what does Boeing say?
Boeing says it does not tolerate retaliation.
Would you put your family on a 787 right now?
Wild stab, no?
Would not.
Boeing will be in a Senate committee's crosshairs today after two fatal MAX 8 crashes overseas, the MAX 9 door plug blowout, and admitted quality control lapses.
So they did not have the mother of the Alaska Airlines door plug that fell to its demise in Portland, but they did have the people with the pictures of their loved ones, whether it be Indonesia or Ethiopia. And I honest question, who flew from to come to Dulles and come to a Senate hearing on Boeing air? By the way, the hearing is not on either of those accidents, the Ethiopia accident or the Indonesia accident, but here they are. The relatives of the dead have come out so that we may bless them.
Relatives who have lost loved ones, if you could please stand so we could thank you all. Thank you for being here. If you could just stand.
They stand.
Thank you.
And go ahead up and hold up the...
Hold up the pictures that we paid for.
Photographs that you brought. You've been very kind to.
I was going to ask that you hold up those photographs because I understand that.
And again, I would interject and say, well, I thought of it, Blumenthal, but that's the whole sound of that. I was gonna ask that if you hadn't interrupted me with your parliamentary procedure stuff.
Security purposes, you can't.
So you may watch that at your own amusement. And stuff. Well, tomorrow is, look at that. It's a practice Friday already, and we'll have more of that if it's germane to play. And we did pass on in real time. Those of you that were kind enough to pass on your good wishes to Jeanette, we did tell her it's been registered, and she is befuddled and bemused and grateful and all that. So more stuff tomorrow. I'll get you the actual story about the dog brawl, and we'll get to the bottom of the Legal Grow gang hitting Legal Grows for their bud, because that's pure cash, and more stuff. Otherwise, more Trump walking out in reverby courthouses is going to happen today, and apparently the experts, including the guy that was naked on Zoom, Jeffrey Toobin, are saying that the jury will be sat today.
And it's at the heart of the case. I just want to play a clip of that.
I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense. Some accountant, I didn't know.
All right, so there are more of that, and even more. We'll add more reverb, I think. We'll bring to the party on that one. The 10th break is up from last night. The straight line from Cotter to people lying down in front of your car at SeaTac, it's Cottery money at the colleges that they go to, and that's how you get this. South High School teacher has been suspended because he thinks that any depredation is justified when you're fighting an occupier, And that was teaching, that guy was teaching your kids in Seattle. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Won't you please be here and listen to us on the radio? AM 770 KTTH.